For all of his working life, John Roach was a research engineer with a passion for solar technology. At the 3M company, he developed high-tech films to collect sunlight. When he retired, he thought about where in the world solar energy could be used most effectively. The answer seemed clear.
Fiji Islands are almost out of wood. Africa, South America, Asia, South and Central America, all of these are critical problems with fuel wood. And they're all in areas where there's enormous sun resources, which is just such a natural balance here. You've got a need and a supply in the very area. It's critical.
Then John Roach, the engineer, crossed paths with Mike and Martha Port. The Ports had been praying to God to tell them what to do with their lives. Then they came across a newspaper article they believed was his answer. It described people who were introducing solar cookers to Guatemala.
The article went on to talk about the over 2 billion people that don't have enough fuel to cook their food with. It talked about the effects of breathing the smoke for the ladies, the 10 to 20 packs of cigarettes equivalent that they breathe each day. And it talked about the deforestation problems, 52% of the trees that are cut globally go for cooking fires.
The Ports founded the Solar Oven Society. John Roach developed an improved solar cooker using 3M's solar collecting film in the lid. Other 3M retirees designed an assembly plant that uses simple tools and can be reproduced in developing countries. Today, the Solar Oven Society is a bare-bones warehouse and office on the east side of Minneapolis. The coffee pot is always on for the volunteers, many of them retirees, who drop by.
I've come here for more than 4 months or 5 months here, and I was always skeptical if this worked.
Retiree Lemana is a native of Ethiopia.
I came in the winter. And until I ate the rice out of it and the chicken and it even baked our bread, I tasted it. Then I started believing.
Lemana belongs to an organization of Ethiopian immigrants who are trying to transfer U.S. technology to Ethiopia. He dreams that the widespread use of solar ovens could help alleviate droughts there. In Ethiopia, so many trees have been cut down that the climate has changed and droughts are more frequent, a problem he has seen firsthand.
In the place where I grew, interestingly, there were three rivers within a range of 1 mile, roughly. And it was so foresty that we couldn't take the cattle out unless we find somebody elder than we are that time. Now, when I went back after so many years, those rivers are dried up. Those forests are not there. There are no wildlife, and I was really scared.
Lemana's organization recently sent the first few solar cookers home. Since its first production run last fall, the Solar Oven Society has sent about 700 cookers to some 25 developing countries. But there are formidable obstacles to their widespread use. They cost $50 apiece, so in poor countries they must be donated rather than sold to poor families. Food takes several hours to cook, and a cooking failure can mean people go hungry. In the 1970s, efforts to introduce solar ovens failed, largely because of cultural barriers and poor design. But Solar Oven Society co-founder Mike Port believes those obstacles can be overcome now.
I like to remind people that it took the paperclip 17 years to be accepted. And if you think back about the computer, you know, I think it was in the early 1940s, when the first ones were being built, and they filled up big rooms and they didn't really accomplish a whole lot. And so I tell people, well, we've got a 286 here.
The 286, Intel's early computer chip, led the way for millions of personal computers around the globe. At the Solar Oven Society, they're putting their faith in a simple cooker and hoping for a similar revolution. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.